There's a dangerous temptation with this parable to sit back comfortably and use these words and these verses to point the finger at another in self-righteous distortion of what Jesus has to say. I can assure you that Jesus would not take that any more from us than he would from his contemporaries, so we don't need to go there. This gospel is not about somebody else or them. In times past, this parable has even been used to justify anti-Semitism and a kind of replacement theology that's totally outside the lesson. This is not about Christians replacing Jews. This story is told to encourage repentance and to reveal something about God, as all parables do. It is not to pass judgment on someone else. There is nothing here to allow us to find some kind of self-affirmation. So before we begin to cheer over what happens to the bad guys in this parable, we need to look deep into this text and listen and ask, how does this apply to us? Not someone else, not someone in authority, or certainly not to someone who lived ages ago. This parable is spoken out of a living gospel to you and me. Pay attention to the very last verse. The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. I don't know about you, but that makes me kind of a little nervous, okay? It's spoken to us. We're the you here. We are the tenants of this vineyard created by God. It's been entrusted to us with an expectation that we will cultivate and tend this vineyard in order to produce fruit, not for ourselves, but for the owner of the vineyard. So this parable, in a sense, exposes the foolishness of ever thinking, it's mine, I earned it, and I'm going to keep it. This is not our vineyard. We don't own it, and we cannot afford to forget that it was here before we came. And if we don't destroy it all, it's going to be here after we're gone. It is what we do while we're here with what has been entrusted to us that matters to the owner. And what we do or do not do has a lot of consequences for our future. With this made clear by the Word of God, we might do well to take a careful look at what's happening to this vineyard under our care. And there are several ways to look at and define the vineyard. Our families, the whole human family, the church, and maybe this planet Earth itself. It might be a good and safe idea to anticipate the time when we're going to be asked to produce something for our presence here. And we could start with a look at our own families and how our role in those relationships has been the cause of some grace, of faith, of holiness, and of peace. We can look at the whole human family, looking to see how much unity and peace we've nurtured, and how much greater justice there has been reaped because of our presence here, because of us. Is there more poverty, more sickness, more homelessness, more hunger? These are wild, bitter grapes that we heard of in that first reading. But when the stones of injustice are cleared and spaded, a life less bitter and less wild might be able to be produced in order to offer this to the owner. It's got to be the same with this church entrusted to our care. The owner has some expectations about what will come of the sacred mission entrusted to us in terms of revealing goodness and love and the sharing of forgiveness. And finally, there's the earth itself that demands an accounting for what we have done with this beautiful creation entrusted to us. Our Holy Father Francis has reminded us that our sister Earth is crying out to us because of the harm we've inflicted by irresponsible use and abuse of the goods with which God has enriched this earth. Now, Jesus told this parable to tenants who'd forgotten who they were, acting as though they were the master of everything. And there's violence in this story. And the futility of that kind of behavior is made clear. But in the plan and the dream of God revealed in that first story of the Bible, there is, you know, harmony and balance between the Creator and the created, a harmony and a balance in all of nature itself. As we examine ourselves and look at what's been produced while we are the tenants, we might remember how carefully and lovingly the landowner of this parable prepared and cared for that vineyard, planting the hedge, the press, the tower, all of these things kind of symbolically revealing how perfectly everything has been prepared for us. Now, friends, we who are made in the image of this owner probably ought to care for this vineyard of our family, our brothers and sisters, this church and this earth with the same careful and loving touch. We're made in his image. The psalm we have sung today should probably be our song as a song of repentance, promise, and hope. There was a verse, O Lord God of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be saved.